Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji to enlighten us on the topic Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila Chapter 7 and Verse Number 94 onwards. So Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much Mataji for giving your valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji, you are on mute.
Yes Mataji. Hare Krishna, thank you so much Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, and thank you all the assembled Vaishnavas for giving your valuable time this morning. So thank you all so much. I'm really grateful to each and every one of you. Okay, so we'll start. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, and chapter number 7 entitled Lord Chaitanya meets Vallabha Bhatta. And today we'll do text number 94 onwards. Krishna Nama Vyakhya Yadi Karaha Shravana Tabe Mura Lajja Panka Haya Pralakshalana. After translation, please hear my explanation of the meaning of Lord Krishna's name. In that way, the mud of the shame that has come upon me will be washed off. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Charu Swami Niti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vacha, Lumpangum Langayate Girum, Yat Kripaha Tamaham Vande, Shri Guru Dina Tarinam, Shri Chaitanya, Shtapastapitam, Swayam. Okay, Hare Krishna, everyone. So, again, I welcome each and every one of you for joining in today's Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. And I seek prayers, blessings and wishes from each one of you so that I can speak something relevant to this topic and also imbibe myself the essence and the take-home of this topic. And in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and glorification of myself, this is my humble attempt. Please bless me. Vancha kalpataruvascha kripa sindhu vaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnavrindiki jai. Okay, so this verse, that is Antya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, Chapter 7, entitled Lord Chaitanya Meets Vallabha Bhatta. And this verse that we'll be starting from will be text 94. We'll be covering a couple of verses today. Probably the whole section we'll try to cover. And it will be a simple storyline. So please bear with me. Krishna Nama Vyakhya Yadi Karaha Shravana. Thave mora lajja panka haya prakshranam. Upon, please hear my explanation of the meaning of Lord Krishna's name. In that way, the mud of the shame that has come upon me will be washed off. So this is the verse that is being spoken by Vallabha Bhatta to Lord Sri Chaitanya to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he is requesting Mahaprabhu to please hear the explanation of the meaning of Krishna's name from me. Now, let's do a recap and understand the context of this verse. It will be a very quick, because we have almost covered more than 90 verses now. So just in a few minutes, we'll give a quick context of how and why this verse was spoken, and then we'll move forward in our discussion. So in the last chapter, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he glorifies Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, and then because this is the pattern that he's following, that he's glorifying one of the most intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now in this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying Vallabha Bhatta. In one sense, yes, it's a glorification only, because later we'll see that how he got some anartha but got purified also. So it's a lesson for each one of us who are on this boat of Krishna consciousness in this material existence, so how we can also come out of it. So Vallabha Bhatta, who is also the Vallabha Acharya, who is the Acharya of Pushti Marga Sampradaya, he is the one who got the fortune to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So like all the devotees from Bengal used to come to from Bengal, they used to come to Jagannath Puri, especially during the Rath Yatra festival and the 4 months of Chaturmasya. At that time, even this devotee, that is Vallabha Bhatta, he also came to Jagannath Puri and he met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so impressed and that he started glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I'm so fortunate that I got to see you and meet you and talk to you. And today, I've become so purified. And then he's saying that, oh my Lord, you are the one who is empowered by Krishna, because you have brought the whole Sankirtan movement throughout this world. So you are so much empowered. You are a Paramhamsa. You are a Paramhamsa Thakur. So this way, Vallabha Bhatta, he started glorifying Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he said that without Krishna's empowerment, no one can do this thing. There are many in all auspicious incarnations, but what you have done and brought ecstatic love of Krishna to all the surrendered souls can only be done by you, who is specially empowered by Krishna. Now, this is a fun flaw, because he's thinking that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is some saint and he's been empowered by Krishna. So he's not realizing that he is non-different from Krishna. So that's the first flaw. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, coming in the form of a bhakta as a devotee, he accepted and he said, but still I don't know. He said, my dear Vallabha Bhatta, you are a great learned scholar and I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. I don't know what this Krishna bhakti is. So how you can say that I have been empowered by Krishna? So in no way I am being empowered by Krishna, because I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. And being a Mayavadi sannyasi, because we all know that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from a Mayavad sannyas guru. So he said that, I don't know anything about Krishna bhakti. I don't know whether I'm being empowered by Krishna or not. But yes, what I know is that through all the association of these wonderful devotees, I got to know something about Krishna. That's the position that Mahaprabhu took. And then Mahaprabhu started glorifying all his intimate devotees. And he said that, Ramananda Rai, he is the one who taught me this Kevala Bhakti, who taught me this Aishwarya Jnana Yukta Bhavas, that different bhavas are there. And through Ramananda Rai, I came to know the ultimate knower of Krishna Rasa, that what Krishna Rasa is, I came to know from Ramananda Rai, because he is the one who understood Krishna as Bhagwan. He is the one who understood this prema bhakti, which is the highest goal of life. And he is the one who is guiding me through this raga marga. So everything I got to learn from Ramananda Raya. And then he started glorifying Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he said that he is the one who taught me about Madhurya Rasa of the gopis. He is the one who explained me about the Kritha Krishna Punya, right? The piety that was earned by all the cowherd boys. So much, the mountain of Punya that was collected, because of which they were able to associate with Gopas. And see the good fortune of Mother Yashoda. All this has been taught to me by Swarup Damodar Goswami, because he's the one who personifies Prema Rasa. It's by his association I understood Vrindavan's Madhurya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa of Gopis. So this way, you know, he was trying to glorify, Mahaprabhu was trying to glorify all his wonderful associates. But we all know that Mahaprabhu is non-different from Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha and Krishna. He is the one who is sitting in the heart of each and every living entity. And so, as he is sitting in the heart of every living entity, so he is sitting in the heart of Vallabha Bhatta also. And he knows that this person is really a very good learned scholar. But right now, his heart is full of pride. He knows this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, want to cut down the pride of Vallabha Bhatta. And therefore, he started glorifying his devotees, hinting that no one can learn devotional service unless and until one associates with the person who knows something about devotional service. Because bhakti comes from bhakta. Bhakti is the one that is being possessed by bhaktas, right? So only they can bestow this devotional service. So Lord Chaitanya hinted that now if Vallabha Bhatta also want to learn something about bhakti, he must associate with the devotees. He must learn from all the devotees. And therefore he started glorifying all his devotees. But hearing this, Vallabha Bhatta, you know, he understood that I'm so much learned in all the bhakti siddhantas. And I can explain the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. But now what I'm hearing from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about this Vaishnavism, it's literally blowing my mind. So he started desiring to know about all these devotees. And he started asking questions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that where are all these devotees you are referring to? How can I meet them? And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that some are there in Bengal, some are there in Jagannath Puri, but you are so fortunate that now all of are there in Jagannath Puri because of this Rath Yatra. So you can get to see them. And finally, the day of Rath Yatra, when it came, Vallabha Bhatta got to see all of them. And he got so inspired seeing them that in his heart, you know, he could recognize that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. He could recognize that he is Krishna himself. But still his heart was not completely pure. Only the tinge, only the section of his heart could understand. You know, because sometimes we are also in dilemma. Our heart says something, our mind says something. You know, so his heart, the true heart, the spiritual heart could recognize the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because of so much of conditioning of that anartha of pride, he still want to outstand himself that, you know, who is he? But, you know, he invited anyways, he went to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He invited Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please come to my home with all your associates and please dine with me, have dinner prasadam with me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed and he he called all his intimate devotees at the at the house of Vallabha Bhatta, and Vallabha Bhatta very lovingly, he served everyone. So this is all, good aspect of it. But still, after serving that devotees, his heart was not completely pure, not at all completely pure. And because though he saw that how all the devotees are engaged, serving, and he also brought a lot of Mahaprasad from Jagannath temple, but still his heart was not 100% pure because of that, that scholarly thing that he developed, that, I am the one who knows each and every Siddhanta of this Bhakti Siddhanta, and I know each and every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I can write commentaries on it. And then Vallabha Bhatta, he thought, okay, let me approach once again. Though he got convinced about the position of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to some extent, he was overwhelmed by seeing the devotion of all the intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, he wants to make his own position in the eyes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he took a little different path. And what's the path is, we'll see now, that he requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once, and he said, I have written commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Would your light lordship kindly hear to me? And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, I do not understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm not a suitable person. I'm just doing my own sadhana, my own prescribed rounds, and I'm least bothered to hear about, the commentary that you have written on Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Vallabha Bhatta said, okay, you are engaged in chanting the holy name. Can I elaborately describe the meaning of Krishna's holy name? And then Lord Chaitanya said, I do not know any other name of Lord Shri Krishna except Yashoda Nandan or except Shama Sundar. So I only know these two names, and I'm very well satisfied knowing these two names and meanings of Shri Krishna. So I do not accept any other different meanings of Lord Shri Krishna, so I don't want to hear. So this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't even allow to speak to Vallabha Bhatta about the glories or explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam or the glories of Lord Shri Krishna's name. And Vallabha Bhatta, he became very, very morose. And then when Lord Chaitanya declined, his faith that was still there, because there was a little fire that was lit in his heart, considering Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord, even that fire got extinguished because he got so morose, and his faith in the Lord and his devotion completely got changed. Just like there is a small fire, right? And you pour water on it, immediately the fire gets extinguished. Similarly, there was a small tinge of devotion that arose in the heart of Vallabha Bhatta, but seeing the mood, seeing the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I really don't want to hear, even that small little fire was finished, because he got so morose and he lost all the faith in the Lord. And of course, all the devotion and everything got changed. So Vallabha Bhatta went to other associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, describing that, I have written some commentary on it. But all the other associates declined to hear whatever Vallabha Bhatta has written. Why? Because they said that if our master, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not taking you seriously, so definitely we are also not going to take you seriously. And then comes this verse, that is text number 94, where now Vallabha Bhatta is approaching Gadadhar Pandit. And he's saying that, please, you hear my explanation. Hear the explanation and the meaning of Krishna's name that I have given. In that way, at least the mud of the shame that have come upon me will be washed away. Because that way I'll be able to prove myself that I also have understood some Bhakti Siddhantas, because how Mahaprabhu is glorifying all his devotees, so he can also glorify me. So kindly, you please hear. And then Gadadhar Pandit, he fell into dilemma, and he said, Even I don't want to hear because I don't know what to do. I cannot decide what to do. Because he said that if Mahaprabhu has not taken you seriously, then who am I? What position do I hold that I can hear your explanation? So he was, Gadadhar Pandit was in such a dilemma. He couldn't make any decision. He knew that if he is going to hear the explanation of Vallabha Bhatta, then it will definitely displease Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because even Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not interested in hearing any kind of explanation. Although Gadadhar Pandit doesn't want to hear, but Vallabha Bhatta very forcefully, he started reading all his explanation with great force. So this is the way he was forcing himself onto Gadadhar Pandit to hear about the explanation of the commentary he has written on Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Gadadhar Pandit was again in a great dilemma and he said, now what to do? I have to hear, I have to lend my ears because he started, you know, all of a sudden he started, began to read his explanation without even getting the consent of Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit started thinking, okay, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord. He is the Paramatma in my heart. He knows that in what position I'm forced into hearing this commentary. He can very well understand my position. But what about the intimate devotees, the other devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Definitely they will not accept me. They will not accept that why I am hearing, because they cannot understand my heart. They cannot understand my mind. But yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Paramatma, being seated in everybody's heart, being seated in my heart, knows in what position I've been forced to hear these explanations from Vallabha Bhatta. So he started praying that, oh Lord, please protect me in this danger. And now I'm taking shelter of you. So this is the mood of Gadadhar Pandit. And then he says that he will certainly know my mind. I do not fear him, but his associates will going to be extremely critical. Although Gadadhar Pandit was least at fault, but still some of the devotees, some of the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed affectionate anger towards him. Affectionate anger because even the devotees could understand that how Vallabha Bhatta threw himself, forced onto Gadadhar Pandit to hear his commentary. But and they were also affectionate towards Gadadhar Pandit. So there was a kind of a mixed feeling of affectionate anger that aroused in the heart of all the other intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So every day Vallabha Bhatta would come to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he engaged in unnecessary arguments with Advaitacharya and other great personalities such as Swarup Damodar. So in this way, we can also see that how his heart was not completely pure. He served the devotees, he understood, but because his heart was engulfed in this anartha of pride, which is the biggest anartha. Because pride is like a python, you know, how the python eats. So python doesn't move around for his prey, for its own prey. Python is stable at one position. And whatever comes in his periphery, Python just takes it, engulfs it. And this is how, you know, he survives. So this is what the anartha of pride also works. We can do endless kind of devotional service, but if there is a tinge of pride that engulfs like a python, it engulfs all our devotional service and our heart becomes so impure. This pride is the biggest fall, you know, we can have in our devotional service. So this was the anartha, this was the disease in which Vallabha Bhatta was totally engulfed in. And because of that, you know, he started to outstand himself, that he is someone, you know, he wants to set up his position. And because of that, every day he went to some of the devotees and he started in debating in some arguments. Now, one day, what happened, you know, he went to Lord to Advaita Acharya. One day Vallabha Bhatta went to Advaita Acharya. Ekadina Bhatta Puchila Acharyera Jive Prakriti Pati Karimane Krishnera. One day Vallabha Bhatta said to Advaita Acharya, you know, now he wants to bring some philosophical discussion, proving himself that he knows everything. And he says, every living entity is female. Every living entity is a Prakriti and considers Krishna as her husband. So that's the nature. You know, every living entity is the Prakriti. We know Krishna is the only Purusha. Rest all are Prakritis. We are all females. We are to be enjoyed. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Krishna is the only proprietor. So he went to Advaita Acharya with this philosophical explanation that every living entity is a female and considers Krishna as her husband. So it's the duty of a chaste wife who is very, very devoted to her husband not to utter husband's name. But all of you are chanting Krishna's name. How this can be a religious principle? So, you know, we all know that how everybody was engaged in chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Vallabha Bhatta brought this point that we all are Prakriti, you all are Prakriti, and only you consider Krishna as your husband. But now, if you consider Krishna as your husband, then it's the duty of a devoted, chaste wife not to utter the name of her husband. Then how come you all are uttering the name of your husband, Krishna, Krishna, and you are chanting the name of Krishna? How can you call that this is good or this is something which is under the periphery of religious principle? Then Advaita Acharya said, oh, I cannot say anything. You are in front of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is right in front of you. Why don't you ask your question directly to him? Because he is the one who is going to give the proper answer. Suni Prabhu kahe na tumhi na jana dharma marma Swami agna pade e pativrata dharma. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Vallabha Bhatta, you do not know any religious principle. Because actually the first duty of a chaste woman is to carry out the order of her husband. Swami agya pale kare. You know, to accept the order of your husband is the first duty of a chaste wife. And here, patira agya. And that same pati, that same Krishna is giving this order. What order? Nirantra thanra nama laite, that you remember my name and constantly chant my name. So patira agya pativrata na pare langite. So a chaste woman will never defy the orders of her master. So the order of Krishna himself is to chant his name. Therefore, one who is chaste and adherent or, you know, devoted to the husband, Krishna must chant the holy name and should cannot deny the husband's order. And those who deny, you know, he says that I don't consider that lady to be the chaste wife. Following this religious principle, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna always chants holy name and gets the fruit of extative love of Krishna. Suniya Vallabha Bhatta highly nirvachana ghare yai mane dukhe karana chintana. Now Vallabha Bhatta, he became speechless after hearing, you know, that argument from, that answer rather, from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was speechless. He couldn't say anything. He has no point to debate further. And he became so unhappy. And thus he went back to his home. Now every day this was an everyday affair that Vallabha Bhatta would come in the assembly of all the devotees and somehow he'll bring some argument and every time he will be defeated and he'll become more morose. So every day he said that I'm defeated in this assembly. Now after accepting so much defeat, still he was not humble in his heart. And still that pride was there in his heart. And because of that pride, again one desire popped up in the heart of Vallabha Bhatta. And what is that desire? If by chance I'm one day victorious, that will be a great source of happiness for me, and all my shame will go away. But what means shall I adopt to establish my statements? Now, this is how the pride works. Even if, you know, the situations, the adversaries in our life humiliate us and tells us, oh, we are worth of nothing. But still, if we have some pride in our heart, then we'll come off of different ideas. Day by day, some new ideas will pop up in our heart to prove ourselves that how important we are, or how much educated we are, or how much beautiful we are, or how much opulence I have. You know, different anarthas pop up because of this pride. And now, the same case we are seeing in the case of Vallabha Bhatta. He was defeated every day, but still there was a desire in his heart to prove himself in front of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he's thinking, if one day I become victorious, I can prove myself. Now he's making plans how that one day can come where I can prove my point. And in this way, when such desires come in our heart, we try to humiliate others. We try to, say something bad about others. Because if we think that if others are getting, some attention, then what's the nature of the pride? The pride, because of that pride, the desire comes that, okay, let me find some fault in that person and let me bring out, highlight that fault of that another person in front of that authority. In that way, his position, his fame, his name will go down, and definitely my name and my fame will work. But that's not how it works. But a heart which is full of anartha makes such kind of stories, makes such kind of framing thing that how I can defy other, how I can blame other personalities so that their fame name goes down and the authority can accept me as everything. So this is the procedure, this is the process that was going on in the mind of Vallabha Bhatta, and he came out with the second plan. And what's the plan? Aradina Ashiva Shila Prabhu Namaskari Sabhate Kahina Kichu Mane Garvakari. The next day, Vallabha Bhatta, he again came back to the assembly of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sat down, he offered his obeisances and said something with great pride, with garva, he said. And what's that? He said, in my commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, I have refuted the explanation of Sridhar Swami. I cannot accept his explanation. You can see now, can you all relate? That how to prove himself, now he's taking the shelter of Sridhar Swami to defame him. To say that, oh, he doesn't know anything, so my commentary is superior to that of Sridhar Swami. So how his scholarly learned thing is now making Vallabha Bhatta only down. He could have used his scholarly thing in a best way. But how he is using? He is using to defame another personality. And now he is saying that I have refuted. I don't believe in any of the explanation of Sridhar Swami and I cannot accept his explanation. Whatever Sridhar Swami reads or explains is according to his own circumstances. Therefore, he is inconsistent in his explanation and cannot be accepted as an authority. So now he started blaming Sridhar Swami. And hearing this, Mahaprabhu smiled. He said, Prabhu hashi kahe Swami na mane yai jana vesher abhi tera tare kariya gamana. Very, very strong point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made. He said, one who does not accept the Swami as an authority, I consider a prostitute. So there are the two meanings that Mahaprabhu is giving this to Vallabha Bhatta. The first is Swami refers to husband. If a chaste woman is not following the orders of her husband, is not accepting her husband as his Swami, as his master, then that chaste lady is just compared to as a prostitute. Just like prostitute is not chaste to any men, so therefore any woman who is not considering her husband to be the master, to be the ultimate swami, she is considered to be a prostitute. Another meaning is, here he is referring to swami as Sridhar Swami. And he is saying that one who cannot accept the explanation of Sridhar Swami, I consider him as a prostitute. Why? Because Sridhar Swami is the very first personality who wrote that commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Mahaprabhu respects his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says that one should always follow the authority in disciplic succession. If we cannot follow the authority in disciplic succession, then we are not chaste to those authorities. And if we are not chaste, then we are just like a prostitute. Because just like prostitute who is not chaste, even if we are not following the authorities in that disciplic succession, we are not chaste to our movement. We are not chaste to our sampradaya. And that's what even Mahaprabhu is saying. Mahaprabhu became very grave after saying this, that one should follow the authority. And Prabhupada in one of his purport very beautifully explains that how it is important that we should follow the authority while giving any kind of commentary. And that has been exemplified by our dear Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada wrote his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is. But right in the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, he glorifies Sridhar Swami. He glorifies Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He glorifies all the other acharyas. He glorifies Jiva Goswami. And what to talk about those? He also glorifies Vallabha Acharya. That's the humility that Prabhupada possesses, because he knows that I have to glorify all the other acharyas. And that's what he did. And even we know that how his Bhagavad Gita as it is, he dedicated that whole Bhagavad Gita to Srila Baladev Vidya Bhushan. And he wants to give all credit to all the other acharyas. And following in their footsteps, Prabhupada wrote his commentary. But making this very, very strong statement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very grave, but all the devotees, they felt so much satisfaction upon hearing this statement. So actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is descended in this incarnation for the benefit of entire world. Thus, he knew the mind of Vallabha Bhatta also, that how Vallabha Bhatta mind is totally, engulfed in this anartha of pride. So by various hints and refutations, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to collect Vallabha Bhatta exactly as Krishna has cut down the false pride of Indra. And we know this famous pastime, that how Indra, he has the pride which is compared to the mountain, and taking the shelter of that same mountain, Giriraj Govardhan, Lord Sri Krishna, our Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, our Shama Sundar Krishna, he broke the mountain of pride of Indra. So with the help of that mountain, with the help of Giriraj, Lord Krishna, he broke that mountain of pride that Indra possessed. So this is what. And then finally returning home that night, Vallabha Bhatta thought, previously when I met in Prayag, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very kind to me. He accepted my invitation. But I don't know why he has now changed so much here while he is in Jagannath Puri. Being very proud of my learning, then, he started contemplating on his own faults. Now Vallabha Bhatta is, he's thinking that it's my fault only that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again is trying to correct me. So now he's making an honest contemplation in his heart, he's making this honest contemplation, Vallabha Bhatta, understanding the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's thinking, being very proud of my learning, I'm thinking, let me become victorious. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to purify me, nullifying this false pride, four are characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that He acts for everyone's welfare. So now he is understanding the hidden agenda of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is behaving like this? Because he wants to cut down that pride that is there in my heart. Just like Lord Krishna cut down the pride of Indra. So similarly here Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing this. He's cutting down, he's nullifying the false pride that is there in my heart. And he confessed himself, you know, he's contemplating. He's saying, I'm falsely proud, advertising myself as a learned scholar. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is insulting me and cutting down my false pride. So when we get humiliated, when we get, you know, insulted, actually that is the position that brings our pride down, that humbles us down, that we are nowhere in the scene. We get that realization. Then Vallabha Bhatta is thinking, he is actually acting for my benefit. Now he is realizing the right point, that he is, that Mahaprabhu is acting actually for my benefit only. Although I interpret his actions as insults, but this is exactly like the incident in which Lord Krishna is cut down Indra, the great puffed fool, to correct him. So though, you know, he's being insulted time and again, but now Vallabha Bhatta, and he used to become morose. Every day he used to become morose and started making another plans and plans. So this was a daily affair. But now, after this, you know, he actually thought that these insults are actually not insults. They are just like an axe which is cutting down my pride. Because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the knower of everything. He sits in the heart of every living entity and he knows what's there in everyone's heart. And so he's trying to correct me. And thinking in this way, Vallabha Bhatta, next day, now see his mind got completely changed. There was a 180 degree turn. And now he's approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next morning in great humility, offering many prayers. He sought shelter and surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And what he says, Ami agya jiva, agnochita karma kailu, tomara agya murkha ami pandita prakshini. He's saying, Vallabha Bhatta is admitting, I am a great fool. And indeed, I have acted like a fool by trying to demonstrate my learning to you. It's a common saying, right, that a murkha or a fool, he remains intelligent till the time he doesn't open his mouth. So here also the case is with Vallabha Bhatta. Every time he's trying to prove himself, and the more he is opening his mouth, the more he has been insulted. So now he's admitting, oh, I was a great fool because I was trying to prove myself. I was acting like a fool to demonstrate my learning onto you. Who am I? I'm just an insignificant glowworm in front of all of your wonderful associates. And then he admits and he says, Tumi Eshwara Nijachota Nijachita Kripa Ekharile Apamana Kari Sarva Garva Khandile. He says, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nija Uchita, you are doing exactly what is needed for my position. And how you have showed mercy onto me by just befitting your position, by insulting me. Apamana Kari. Yes, you are doing, you insulted me a lot of time. But that insult was Sarva Garva Khandila. Khandila means to cut down. So that insult was just to cut down the pride, the cut down that anartha of in which my heart was totally engulfed in. Ami agna hita sthane mani apane apamane indra yena krishnera ninda karila agnane. I am an ignorant fool, for I interpret as an insult what is meant for my benefit. In this way, I am just like a king Indra, who out of ignorance tried to surpass Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see the position of Indra, that Indra does so many services, right? He provides rains and he is working under the directions of the Supreme Lord. He does so many services. His services cannot be considered to be insignificant. And getting the position of Indra, you know, we can understand that Indra, after all, has some position. He is the Lord of all the demigods. He is Indra Dev. And who are we? Nothing, just an insignificant soul doing some insignificant services. But still we get pride more than that of Indra while doing our devotional service. So we should really consider, sometimes, you know, we also make this kind of offense while reading the chapter, especially of Indra, you know, pouring out the rain on Rajvasis and Lord Krishna holding Govardhan. He says, Indra, he's such a man, you know, he never hears and he has been a pig. He insults Brahaspati. And, you know, we know all those things through the pages of Bhagavatam that what Indra did, and we don't even consider Indra something. But if we actually think Indra, the position of Indra is not something that you and me can achieve by doing some kind of yajnas. No, the position of Indra, to get that position also requires so much of austerity, so much of determination. We know our next Indra is going to be Bali Maharaj. Through the pages of Bhagavatam, we came to know. So we can understand that even to become Indra is not an easy thing. But who are we? We are so insignificant. But our pride is much more bigger than that of Indra. What Indra possessed, our pride is not, no, his pride is nothing in front of what we all possess. Especially I'm talking about my own self. Anyway. My dear Lord, you have cured the blindness of my false pride by smearing my eyes with the ointment of your mercy. You have bestowed so much mercy upon me that my ignorance is now gone. And the last verse for today. Aparadha kainu shama lainu sharana kripa kari mora mathe dhara charana. Now Vallabha Bhatta, out of his great humility, he's saying, my dear Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have committed offenses. Day after day, I have committed offenses. Please excuse me. Give me Shama. Please excuse me. And now I seek shelter unto you. Please be merciful unto me. Kripa khori kari mora mathe dahara charana. How you can be merciful unto me? By placing your lotus feet onto my head. So this is how Vallabha Bhatta, now his heart was completely pured, and now he is requesting Mahaprabhu to please accept me as your insignificant servant, and please let your lotus feet touch my head. Please place your lotus feet on my head and please forgive me for all my offenses. So this was just the pastime of Vallabha Bhatta. But, you know, we still have, I'll take 10 more minutes maybe, and can explain that how this pride works and how we as sadhakas do develop some kind of pride and how we can come out of it. So the example is given that how, if you have, what actually pride is, like if you have a very, very delicious fruit, and you cut that fruit and you started tasting that fruit and you relish that sweetness of the fruit. But while relishing, you know, at one corner of the fruit, you saw a small worm is there inside that fruit. What will be our action? The immediate action will be, we'll even try to spit what is there in our mouth and we'll throw the fruit away. That's how the pride works. We can do immense kind of devotional service. We can be involved in so many devotional service. But, and Krishna accepts that devotional service. But the moment he sees that worm, that pride in our heart, Krishna also throws away that fruit. And he says, this fruit is being touched by a worm. The worm is there. That worm of pride is there in our devotional service. And so Krishna also throws it. But we jivas, we never understand that it's only Krishna who is doing. Like Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he quotes a very, very beautiful verse. Prakriti kriyamani gunha karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartam iti manyate. Through this ahankara, getting this ahankara, the mortal soul, under the spirit soul is so much bewildered that because of this influence of ahankara that he started thinking that I am the doer. Though he forgets that actually prakriti hi kriyamani, actually everything is carried out by this nature. So pride is a very, very dangerous anartha. So we should try to, actually pride is the bottom of all the mistakes. It is the mother of all anarthas. Because of this pride, all the anarthas comes up. So she is the mother. Pride is the mother because of which all the other anarthas pop up. Like we saw the example of Vallabha Bhatta. Because of that anartha of getting pride, even the anartha of arguing with the devotees or defaming other devotees, fault finding, everything got popped up. To an extent that he lost the faith and devotion towards the Supreme Lord also. So we can understand that how pride can, where and pride can take us on our path onto Krishna consciousness. And it's only a proud person who always feels there's a very strong impulse is there in that pride person of self-importance, establishing one's importance, how important I am. Oh, this devotees, they are taking decision. They're not involving me. Hey, come on, who am I? Even if I'm not involved, who am I? We should have that kind of mentality. But what in mentality we have? Oh, they're making so big decisions and they're not involving me. So there is a kind of proving oneself, of self-importance, that how important I am. So kindly refer to me. Kindly refer to me to all this. You know, this kind of feelings we all jivas possess. But we have to understand that what significant services we are doing as compared to the significant services of Indra. But still, even his pride was crushed down. So who are we? So we should always try to make this point. Pride is just like, you know, when we have some boils in our body. So if we pinch, you know, it pains a lot. It pains a lot. If there is no boil and even if I pinch my body, there will be no pain. But if there is some boil and if I try to pinch, it's going to hurt a lot. It's going to hurt a lot. It pains a lot when pricked. Same is that pride. And Mahaprabhu knows the heart of Vallabha Bhatta, that how his boil is in proving himself that he is such a good commentator. And therefore, now and then Mahaprabhu was cutting down his pride by pricking that broil and saying that you are nothing in front of all my other associates. So pride has the biggest fall in our Krishna consciousness. And there is one very, very beautiful example in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where I like to share. And you all know the pastime of Brahmin. He was the Vasudeva Vipra. That how he got leprosy. And what was his mood? That all the insects that were there on the wounds, on that open wounds, the maggots that were there, they used to live on that, you know, wounds. And every time the insect or that maggot, you know, it happens to fall down from the wound, he would pick it up and replace it. He would pick it up and replace it. So this was the mood of Vasudeva Vipra. But once when he met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, though he was infected with this deadly disease of leprosy, but still Mahaprabhu embraced him. And the moment Mahaprabhu embraced him, the Vasudeva Vipra, he immediately got a very youthful, you know, very smart looking body. And then as soon as he got that body, he thought, oh, this body is not going to lead me anywhere. Rather, this body is going to bring some pride in me. So, oh, Mahaprabhu, my previous body was much better. At least I was humbled in that situation. But now, this body may bring some kind of pride in me. So, you know, that was his mood. So, he wanted to reject that new body that he got from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even in with the case of Madhavendra Puri, we used to hear this pastime that how Madhavendra Puri also want to leave that place of where the Gopinath is there, you know, that Remuna. He want to leave that place. Why? Because he came to know that how all the villagers know that Gopinath has stolen a pot of kheer for just because of Madhavendra Puri. So this is the big thing, right? So Madhavendra Puri thought, oh, when this news is going to spread in the village, people will think great about me, that I am the one because of this Gopinath has stolen this, you know, one pot of kheer. So let me leave this place immediately. So just in a night, Madhavendra Prabhu made that decision and he left Remuna and he said, oh, I'm not going to stay here, because now this, when I'll get so much influence from other people, you know, some association of all those people who will think that I'm great, maybe my heart get influenced with the anarth of pride. So let me just leave that place. So this I-ness, this pride that I am, aham mameti, is very, very dangerous. But at the same time, we have to understand that this anarthas, what is anartha? Something which doesn't have any value, which doesn't hold any value. That is anartha, right? Like pride, anger, greed, lobh, moh, mat, matsarya, what is there in our heart? But we have to understand that these anarthas can be of good arthas also, can hold some valuable lessons also, can be molded into the service of Lord Shri Krishna. So this I-ness, when it is related to the false identification, that I am a speaker, I am a motivational speaker, I motivate everybody, I am a good wife, I am a good daughter, I am a good mother, my parenting is top class. If we have that I-ness and we associate it with false identification, then definitely this is going to lead us and bring us some false ego, because now it is nowhere connected to the Supreme. It is just on the material platform. So this is what this ahankar develops, this false ego develops, this I-ness of pride develops in us. But the moment we think aham brahmasmi, though which is incomplete, because aham brahmasmi says that I am the spirit soul, it is incomplete. But when we understand, when we connect this I-ness to the Supreme and think mama evamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, where we understand Krishna says that all our are my anshas, we all jivas are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So when we connect this I-ness, this ego towards the Supreme Lord, it becomes the true ego. So this is how even the anartha of pride can be of some artha when it is connected to Krishna consciousness. When it is connected to the Supreme Lord and we understand that, oh my Lord, now I am yours. Please accept me. I am your servant. I want to serve you wholeheartedly. Then the same pride, and we have that pride of being the servant of the Supreme Lord. The same pride which was anartha before, when was identified with the material thing, is now become a true ego, is now become an artha in our Krishna consciousness. So I would like to end here. Thank you all so much. And I really want to admit and confess that this class was only and only for me, so that I can be on such a position where I can be of some use to the Vaishnavas and to Lord Shri Krishna and you know, with the mercy of the Lord and all the Vaishnavas, my pride may be cut down. So, and my heart becomes pure. So thank you all so much. I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hari Bol Mataji, what a beautiful class. I really loved the entire class was fantastic, very, very relatable. So nicely you discussed about how it's an anartha, it's so meaningless, pride, and also about Indra's example. So oftentimes we look at Indra as being the proud one, but actually we are a million times prouder. Makes so much sense. Very, very, such a nice, very free-flowing class. And also it's one of my favorite pastimes, Vallabhapatta and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crushes the pride. Very nice, Mataji. I had so much as I were talking, but now I'm not able to put it again in words. But the whole class, all the points that you mentioned was very, very deep and valuable. Even the boil example, everything was very nice. Thank you. So just a quick follow-up. This Vallabhapatta, according to Gaurganatesh Deepika, was Indra? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. Just trying to make a connect.
Good question. I have to check. Shuka.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I remember. I think your class you said that, right? Yeah, he was Shuka. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pratibhilasini Mataji, for always encouraging me. And I always say is that, you know, when the instructions come from you, the empowerment also comes. I know today was your class, but unfortunately you were not feeling well. So it came on to me and I hope I was able to serve. But I know that you would have served it in a much better way.
No, this was a million times better. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, I have a question.
Yes.
Mataji, just as you said, in this material world, whatever we are, we don't, you know, because of the pride, we should not connect ourselves and say that I am this and that. But as in the material world, when you are living, I am as actually a spiritual holistic coach, and I am into tarot reading and all these things. When I come out and I speak, I am whoever in this, you know, when I meet people and clients, whatever, however, then I have to say that, you know, I am, you know, people ask me that, what do you do? And then what are you into? So I am, you know, a holistic health coach, or I am into tarot reading. I'm into numerology. I am a numerologist. I do this, I do that. So how do we then, you know, frame it? And is it a pride that we are inside in our us? Because we obviously, when we say that I am this, so pride comes in our consciousness that, you know, I am this, you know, because I have studied this, I have learned this. So how do we, you know, balance in this with material world? And us, obviously, when we are into Krishna consciousness, then obviously we forget. But when we are not into the 24/7, we cannot be into this thing. But when we go and meet people or we interact with our everybody, anybody, we can't say that I'm Krishna consciousness. I am this, whoever I am. So then our pride comes in. And that moment, how do we control, Mataji? And how do we say that, you know, this is... Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful explanation, Mataji. I'm from India, Mumbai, but still I am connecting, and this is the first class I think I'm doing. I'm a Jain, born a Jain family, and you know, because of Krishna, I've left onion and garlic, and I've started my journey with Srila Prabhupada. It's been 6 years. So thank you, Mataji, for such a beautiful explanation.
Thank you so much, Mataji. So I would like to first congratulate you to accepting this path of Krishna consciousness. Very rare souls understand this mood of Krishna consciousness. So you are one of those fortunate souls. So thank you so much for your association. And I'm really grateful to you that this hour, you know, it's so late. It's around 10:30 in India, and still you are so much eager to hear Krishna Katha and you are joining this class. So thank you so much. And yes, your question is also very, very valid. In this material world, we have to prove ourselves. You know, even when we are applying for some colleges, especially in US, the tradition is that you have to fill up the brag list. You know, you have to brag yourself. But that's how the material environment works. And there is no harm in doing it. Unless and until we are doing it superficially. If in our heart to heart also I am identifying myself with the list of that brag list, then, you know, definitely there is a problem. I'll give you one small example. Now, if I walk into a company and I have a desire to meet the CEO of the company, and I walk and I came across one person and I say, hey, I want to meet CEO. And then he says, oh, I'm just the manager. I'm not the CEO. You can move there. And, you know, he passes on me to another cabin and I go there. And that person says, oh, no, I'm just an assistant. I'm not the CEO. And then the third person just passes by and he says, yes, how can I help you? I am the CEO of the company. Now, do you think if he is telling that I am the CEO of the company, is there any pride? No, there is not a pride. Why? Because he is giving his real identification for which I am looking for. Because my intention is to meet the CEO of the company. If the CEO happens to cross by and he says, yes, how can I help you? I am the CEO of the company. You are looking for me. Tell me, how can I serve you? So now there is not a tinge of pride, because there he is revealing his identity to which I am looking for. Now, you as being a doctor, if you are saying I'm a neurologist, that doesn't mean that you are into some kind of pride. You are revealing yourself as your identity so that you can help and serve people. So this is what the mood is. Externally, yes, we have to tell our so and so designation we hold in this material existence. But in our heart, in our consciousness, we should imbibe this, that I am the servant of the Supreme Lord. Whatever knowledge, whatever opulence, whatever thing that I have got is because of Krishna. And I am here to serve all the jivas. Jiva Daya, that should be the hidden consciousness in our heart, that I am here to serve everybody. But if that takes up the position of identifying ourselves, oh, I am a great person, then that's a problem. But till the time, superficially, it's there and we have not embedded it in our heart. But our heart, our consciousness is totally with Krishna and with Krishna's devotees, then there is no pride at all. Hope I am able to relate to your question, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Yes, thank you so much. I can relate now. Thank you.
Thank
Hare
you.
Krishna, Mataji.
And thank you for joining. Thank you. I think so. There is one hand. Okay. One raised hand I was able to see. Anyone else has any questions, any comments? Okay. Mudita Hare Mati. I'm sorry. She is.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mataji, there's a question in the chat.
Yes, Mataji.
There's a question on the chat.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, I have a question. How can we develop more faith and love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Okay, so Mudita Mataji, thank you so much again for your association and for your beautiful question. The only way we can develop more faith and love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is following his instructions. Reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavatam, and reading everything about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and understanding his position, that he is non-different from Krishna, we will definitely get, you know, attracted to his pastimes and his qualities, and we will be able to develop that love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, his instructions are only, you know, it's a triangle that I always say, that first is Nama Ruchi. We should have that ruchi, that taste, that attachment in chanting the holy name. That's the first vertex of the triangle. Then comes the jiva daya, that having that compassion for all the living entities. And the third vertex is Vaishnava seva, when we serve all the Vaishnavas. So when this three triangle is completed, you know, with Namaruchi, jiva daya, and Vaishnava seva, then yes, we can please Sri Mahaprabhu. And the best way of pleasing Mahaprabhu is to please Lord Nityananda, to take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Because in the previous section, the previous chapter, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was glorifying Raghunath Das Goswami, at that time, Raghunath Das Goswami has so much inclination and attraction to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could hardly express that. But then he came to know that when he finally surrendered unto Lord Sri Nityananda Ram, then Nityananda Ram said, "Hey, here comes the thief." Why? Because he was the one who was trying to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without approaching me. So if we want mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to develop some faith for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to take shelter of Lord Sri Nityananda Ram, because he is the one who is going to take us to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like there is a beautiful song, right? Bhajo Krishna Laho Krishna Kaho Krishna Laho Krishna Bhajo Krishna Naam. Like, yeah, that's that. Like, Gauranga. I just keep forgetting, you know. Yeah.
Good one.
Gauranga, laho garangera naam re. Jai jana Gauranga bhaje seya mar prane re. Nityananda Prabhu himself is saying that just say the names of Gauranga, just worship Gauranga, taho Gauranga, bhajo Gauranga namre, and jai jan Gauranga bhaje. Anyone who chants the holy name of God Gauranga, say amar pranade, I'll become a sold out servant to that personality. So to get the love of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is only way is to connect those three vertex of those triangle and then submitting ourselves onto the lotus feet of Nityananda. Hope that helps, Mataji. Thank you so much. Okay. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat pranam to all.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, you know, the Muslim people also, every time, if you heard them, they talk about Allah, inshallah. Khuda hafiz. Whenever you talk about the prior things, they will say, because of the Allah ki krupa se ye sab ho gaya. So, like, so there is no pride in it. So we can also say, because of the Krishna's mercy, I was able to do, I am the scientist. Because he gave me such an intelligence, so I'm scientist. But at the same time, I'm not a doctor. At the same time, I'm not a chemist. I'm not engineer. Only in that field, there is a limitations also in mine. That, say, if I'm a skin specialist, at the same time, I'm not the ear specialist. I'm not the dentist. Even though I'm with the body-related specialist. But I can do only few things only. So there is no pride in it that I'm become a skin specialist. Oh, but at the same time, I'm not other things also. But because of the Krishna consciousness or because of the Krishna's mercy, I was able to do something.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu, for adding that. That we have to understand our limitations, but simultaneously, whatever we have in our possession, we should dedicate it to Krishna. That it's only because of Krishna's mercy that, you know, we got to do. This reminds me about the Vrajavasis, how they talk. You know, I don't know how many of you understand that like language. They always say, "Lala ki kripa se sab achha ho raha hai." You know, "Lala ki kripa se ye ho raha hai." So they always involve Krishna as the part of their family. That it's because of His mercy only that we are able to do what we are able to do. So when we have that involvement of Krishna in our day-to-day life, then definitely the pride will not be there. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for adding that. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Gauri Ji. Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. Just a second, Mataji.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for all.
Please forgive me, Mataji. Please forgive me. Mataji, I missed the first 15 minutes. So for that, please forgive me. After that, you explain about the every living entities of women, of
that they all are the Krishna's, Krishna is the husband. He want Advaita Acharya Krishna as his husband. We all are a Prakuti. Krishna is the husband. How can you name the chaste wife cannot in a Satyuga, chaste wife not taking the name of his husband. So how can you take your husband name? Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that, given an answer, that first duty of our chaste woman, chaste wife, to accept his Patira Agna, matlab, meaning to accept the Agna of his husband. Remember my name, and chaste woman can sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Then Vallabha Bhatt is every day coming in a Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sabha, and every day he is arguing because he thinks that he has a proud that I am scholar, nobody will defeat me. So that every day he is arguing, coming in the Sabha and arguing. He become unhappy every day, defeated, still not hum. So he is Vallabhacharya wants to prove that I am a scholar, and nobody is so much knowledge like me. So he is always defeated Sridhara. So that he's so proud. He is so proud, and even in a verse of the, those wife are not taking the name of Lord Krishna, they are like a prostitute. This answer is given by Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how much opulence Vallabhacharya to prove himself, if one day I victorious, such a desire come our heart, something bad about us, pride desired, let me find some fault. So he is always ready to fight a fault from Vaishnava. How can I become this to process of Aradhana? Next day, assembly of Shri Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how to prove himself, Sridhar. He always desired that how can I defeat it, Sridhar Goswami, using the Vaishnava Sridhar Goswami. Hearing this, he said that one cannot, if chaste woman not accepting her husband to be Swami, she is prostitute. One not accept Sridhar Swami. Here's Sri Chaitanya Prabhu so nicely explained that chaste woman is accept his husband his Agna, and those who are not accepting Atma, that all are prostitutes. So for me, Sridhar Swami is a so sincere Vaishnava, and if so, somebody is arguing with Sridhar Goswami, that is a prostitute. So he is indirectly informed Vallabha Bhatt that please don't argue with him. But still he is not understand. He glorified Sridhar Swami, and Vallabha Charya also he disliked that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given so much respect to Vallabha, Sridhar Goswami, not given a respect to Vallabhacharya. Vallabha Bhatt, Krishna cut, he has so nice example you explained about the Indra. Indra is so much proud, and for he's doing so many seva, but to cut down his proud, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vrajendra, Lord Krishna has broke down the mountain of proud. Indra finally surrender to Lord Krishna. So still Vallabha Bhatt is not understand what the lesson Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to teach him. And why he changed. Then here you explain again and again, correcting. Now Vallabhacharya, after so many arguing, one day he understand that why every day Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is correcting me. He wants to cut down my pride, and then he and everyone has wants to pride my false pride. And when we get humble, we get then only Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani will accept our seva. So this thing after so many argument, Vallabha but understand this, that why Mahaprabhuji is every day correcting me. Pride of Indra every day every day he is planning to defeat the Vaishnava, which is the and then he become like a 180 degree. He turned like a 180 degree and become a humble. And next day he came in a assembly. I am attached like a and Vallabha but said I am like a big fool, murkha, such a big murkha. He doesn't open his mouth. I was acting my supreme personality of Godhead. I am not accepting Lord Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead, but instead of and not accepting the Vaishnava also, but instead of me to cut down my pride, with my heart, I am ignoring fool. So he, please forgive me, that Vallabha but understand that Lord Chaitanya Prabhuji wants to cut down my pride and become a more and more humble and to show the Vaishnava. So Indra has, for coming the personality of the Indra, you have that much opulence and that much seva. But if you have a pride inside, then Lord Krishna is not accepting our seva. You are given an example of like a pomegranate, big pomegranate, and we are cutting nicely, and we offer to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And then when we started to eat, there is a small worms. So we just throw out, and that small worms is the pride. So Vaishnava should not pride that I am cooking so nicely, I am book distribution so nicely, or dressing of Lord Srimati Shri Radha Gopinath so nicely, or nobody will preach like me. No. When I die, then only bhakti will start. I die means our ego died, then only bhakti will start. All the seva is given by Srimati Radharani. We don't have any qualification. We have to understand this. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is so merciful, and he accepts Vallabha Bhatta. And then you are given an example of Vasudev Datta, that Vasudev Datta has so much unke sarir pe bahut sare wo fulla hua tha, to un wahan se the wo worms are dropping. So Vasudev Datta pick up that worms and then keep it there. The purse is going on, but he's so humble. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is given a embrace,
Hare Krishna Vrinda Gopika Mataji, such a beautiful, beautiful explanation, and it was so nice. Thank you so much, Mataji. It's very, very nice. You explain all the class again. How heartily we are hearing this. Really great, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Very beautiful explanation. Hare Krishna. Very nice. You write the notes and you explain it very nicely. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, it's going on. Please forgive me. Other Vaishnava will take a chance to whatever they hear from you. Koti koti danvat pranam to your seva. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Jai jai Nityananda. Jai jai Gauranga. By the mercy of Nityananda only we get the mercy of Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you, Mataji. Hari bol. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Anyone else has anything?
Thank you. Very, very nice. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Kamadhi Mataji. Thank you so much.
And you have, you know, you put in so much emotions and it's very nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. So thank you all so much. I'm really indebted to each and every one of you for all your wonderful time and association that you shared with us. Before we wind up, Anjali Agarwal, do you have any question? You raised your hand.
Mataji, dhanyavad pranam, hari bol. Mataji, very nice class. Thank you so much. Mataji, like whatever you said is absolutely true, but whenever such feelings come in our mind, how to ward it off. Like whenever pride comes, there are so many occasions that we start feeling proud for so many things. How can we practically, what should we remind ourselves about? What is it? How can we feel humble? How can we how can you take Krishna's shelter at such moments?
Thank you for your very, very beautiful question. It's a very, very practical question, and we all should admit that we are all facing that problem. So the first thing is that, you know, yes, the pride comes. The pride do comes, you know, at some times, and if we are not able to handle. So first of all, the pride comes because of the influence, you know, of the outer world. So because of influence, you know, we think we want to prove ourselves, or we want to show off our own self, or we want to, you know, that's what the pride is. So the moment, first of all, if it is coming and we are not recognizing this pride, then understand that since we are devoted to Krishna, Krishna will put us into that position where we will ourselves become humble. So that's the first thing. If we don't recognize and we still carry on with that pride, and if any reversal comes in our life, we should introspect and try to understand that this is Krishna's axe that is coming to kill my anartha. Now, if we recognize that, yes, this is a pride, maybe a day or two or a week or a month later, if we recognize, we should try to do some kind of repentance on it. You know, we should work on it. We should understand. We should train ourselves. We should train our consciousness. No, this was my pride. Why I was feeling in this way? And in that way, in that due course, if I have harmed any Vaishnava or I have said something wrong, we should try to ask forgiveness from that Vaishnava. Just like Vallabha Bhatta, after realizing, he got so much humbled that he prostrated his obeisances onto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, now I am a surrendered soul unto you. So that should be our mood. The point when we are not able to recognize, that time when reversals come, we should understand that it is Krishna's axe that is coming and is destroying our anartha. But if we understand that, yes, there is some pride that is going on or some anartha which is getting heavy on my heart, then we should do the appropriate, repentance on to that anartha. Hope it helps, Mataji. I know it's not an easy thing because these are embedded anarthas which we are not carrying out in this life, but it has been carried out from our past life also. So in one day, we cannot expect that all the anarthas will go away and heart can become extremely clean. But yes, as I said, even the pride doesn't come at a single instant and the pride comes. How the pride works? It works on layers. Do you know how the mountain is made up of? The mountain, when the two, the land surface, when they come close together, you know, and then when they have no space, then they climb high. And when they climb high, the mountain is made up of. This is how the mountain is made up of. Similarly, the mountain of pride in our heart doesn't work in an instance. The different thought processes come, and when they have no space, when we cannot dovetail our thought process in Krishna consciousness, they take the form of a mountain of pride. So it comes in layers, okay? It comes in layers. So if we can introspect ourselves, our behavior, our character, our activities, then we can stop layering. But if it becomes a layer, you know, then how the pride develops. And develop that mountain of pride, just we have to remember, now here is the time. Krishna himself will throw some reversals and it will crush the mountain into pieces. So first introspect is that we don't have to build up those layers. Don't let the layers build up because then it will take a shape of a mountain. So our own introspection is what is going to help, and definitely the association of Vaishnavas, the association of our mentors, the association of our counselors whom we can take guidance, definitely that's going to help us. Hope that helps, Anjali Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
That was very nice. Thank you,
Mataji. With your permission, can I add something, Mataji?
Please, Sagari Mataji. Please, please.
Yeah, I'm just echoing the words of Uttama Shloka Prabhuji, like he said. Pride comes when we think that we are doing it, and when we attribute that, you know, that everything is coming from Krishna to us. See, one minute we may have an opulence, the next minute it may be gone, you know, like it, we are not even able to control what actions we can do, you know. One minute we may be healthy, the next minute something may happen, we are not able to even do what we were able to do normally. So every minute when we, like Uttam Shloka Prabhu said, when we are aware of the fact that Krishna is giving, whatever we are able to do is only by Krishna's mercy and will, and nothing is actually ours to begin with, I think that really helps to, at least remove some part of this sense of pride that, okay, I achieved this or I tried to do this, because within a moment Krishna can give us forgetfulness and we cannot even speak the next word. I mean, what to speak of doing anything else? Like, so it is so important to remember. I feel personally, I feel that it helps me to also curb not only pride but also envy. Also, we can curb with the same understanding that Krishna has given the other person, you know, that kind of such a great gift. Or, you know, if somebody is able to cook nicely or dance nicely or do something, it's purely Krishna's blessing on them. Or if somebody is very rich. So that also, you know, kind of helps with the envy also. That's what is my personal, you know, takeaway. So I just wanted to share. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji for adding. Yes, Krishna says that I am the prowess in the men. So if we see some good qualities in others, we should understand that it's all because of Krishna's mercy. And that will make us humble. Thank you for adding. Hope, Anjali Mataji, you got answered.
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji. I hope I'm able to practice by the blessings of all elevated Vaishnavas here. Thank you so much, Mataji. It was really nice.
Mataji, you are in US or in India?
In India, in Chandigarh.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice to have you on the call.
Yeah, my good fortune, Mataji. I could hear this. Thank you so much.
So hats off to your sincerity that you are still able to join us.
Hari Bol, Mataji, that shows I'll get up very late. Thank you so much. I really just couldn't put it off. It was so nice.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hari Bol, Mataji. Dhanyavad Pranam.
Okay, it's already 12:30. So
Mataji, we need 2 minutes. Two. 1 minute. Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Kaha Gaurangira Namare, Je Jana Gauranga Bule. You sing so nicely. Only 1 second or 1 minute. Can you please sing?
Sure, Mataji. I have one hand raised. Maybe we can take this last question. Ram Shyam Das Prabhu, can you please go ahead?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Sorry, I logged in from my Prabhu's iPad. I'm so sorry. So, Mataji, very wonderful explanation about these all things, and especially on pride. So, it really helps. But my question is little bit different from that. Is there any difference between envy and anger?
Yes, Mataji, definitely. It's a huge difference between envy and anger.
So, because when we are in envious mood, so that time anger comes out. And when we are in anger, that times this enviness comes over. So I feel like both are just like the tracks of real.
All anarthas are actually interrelated, Mataji. Just I said, pride is the mother of all anarthas, and because we see that example in the class also, that Vallabha Bhatta, because of that pride, he developed another anartha of fault finding. He developed another anartha of debating, you know, just to prove himself. So all the anarthas itself, they are interrelated, yes, for sure. But as far as envy, it's the anartha which has no place in Krishna consciousness. Like I said, that you can dovetail your anartha of pride, of your false ego in Krishna consciousness by saying that, you know, I'm proud of being a servant of Krishna. So it's no more material pride, it's no more anartha. If we have anartha of greed, we can still dovetail it into Krishna consciousness by saying, oh, I am greedy, I have that anartha of greed, but that anartha is transformed into artha because now I am greedy for Krishna's service, for Krishna's chanting the holy names, for reading Krishna's glories, for reading Krishna's pastimes, I am greedy for that. So the same greed is now dovetailed. If we say anger, if we are bursting out because of our own frustration, then definitely that's an anartha. But if the same anger is there in front of those who are blaspheming Vaishnavas or who are blaspheming Krishna, then the same anger is used in the service of Krishna. Like we have the example of Hanuman, how he burnt the whole Lanka. So he was very angry, right? So, but his anger was a service to Lord Shri Krishna. So all our anarthas that is there in our heart can be dovetailed in Krishna's service, can be used in Krishna's service. But the only anartha of enviousness is which has no place in Krishna's service, no place at all. If we were take the word envy, so N and V, where N stands for no and V stands for vacancy. There is no vacancy in Krishna's abode. So this is the only anartha which we have to be very, very careful. Even to the point of jealousness can still be tolerated because there is jealousy that is also there in the spiritual world where each gopi is jealous of another gopi thinking that, oh, she is able to serve Krishna better and let me serve much better than that gopi. But that jealousy is not to harm another devotee, but it's the jealousy where one gopi takes an inspiration from the another gopi and wants to excel in his in her service to Lord Shri Krishna. So that can still be tolerated. But when jealousy is there, there should be an inspiration taking from others that, okay, let me excel in my services. But when it takes the form of enviousness, then is what that enviousness is when we want to excel, at the same time, we want to harm another devotee. Like in the case of Vallabha Bhatta. Okay, fine, you are a very good commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. Go ahead with your commentary. But why you are blaspheming or finding faults in another Vaishnava like Sridhar Swami? So this is how the enviousness works. You know, it immediately takes the shape. The anartha, any anartha, whether it's anger, whether it's pride, whether it is lust, whether it is greed, any anartha can take a shape of enviousness if it is not corrected at its preliminary stage. So it is very, very important that we have to introspect and check our anarthas. Only then we will be able to stop that anartha taking the shape of enviousness. Otherwise, within no time, you know, that anartha can be transformed into the mode of enviousness. And there, if once we get that enviousness, it's impossible to get place in Krishna's abode. So hope that helps, Mataji, because they yes. all are related. But we have to check that none of an anartha should take the shape of enviousness. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful explanation, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
So we'll stop here and just in 1 minute we'll honor Vrinda Gopika Mataji's request and we'll sing just one line and then we'll end up.
Can you just repeat what you said? N stands for no and V stands for what?
Vacancy. V stands for vacancy.
No, again, I'm not getting the word. Can you maybe spell?
The alphabet N.
Vacancy.
Envy can be written as two alphabets, N and V, where N stands for no and V stands for vacancy.
Yeah, you see, this the V word is the one I'm somehow not getting. Maybe if you spell it
vacancy,
for me.
Vacancy, Mata, vacancy.
Oh, No vacancy. Okay. I got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Indu Mataji,
no room in the inn.
No vacancy. No place in Krishna. No place. It cannot be dovetailed in Krishna's service. No.
I got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gaurangi Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Gauranga, kaho Gauranga. लहो गौरंगीरा नाम रे जे जन गौरंग भजे से हो आमर प्राण रे भज गौरंगा कहो गौरंगा लहो गौरंगीरा नाम रे से जे जन गौरंग भजे से हयामर प्राण रे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय श्री
जय Mataji ki jai. Hari bol.
Thank you, Mata. Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Kirtida Sundari Mataji ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. So I'm ending the call. Mataji, is that okay?
Yes. Go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.